The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, December 3rd, 2021. Before we kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL, we remind you that this show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. We begin in New Orleans on Thursday Night Football. The Cowboys were in town to take on the Saints, and this one was a bit of a struggle for both teams. The Cowboys had a 3-point lead late in the third quarter when Tony Pollard broke it open.
Toss to Pollard. And Tony Pollard just showed the world how fast he is.
Joe Buck on the call for Fox. That run by Pollard gave the Cowboys a 20-10 lead, and they would go on to take this one 27-17 over the Saints. New Orleans struggled to throw the ball all night long, especially after quarterback Taysom Hill injured his throwing hand in the first quarter on a helmet and had to play the rest of the game with a splint on his middle finger. All in all, Hill threw 4 interceptions in the game, including a pick 6. He was 19 of 41 for 264 yards with 2 touchdowns, and he also carried the ball 11 times for 101 yards. The win stops the bleeding for the Cowboys, who came in losers of 3 of their last 4 games, and does take them to 8-4. But our own RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys says, don't be fooled by the final score.
This was an ugly win. They looked way less impressive in this win than they did in their loss against Tampa, for example. Now, you would take the win 100 out of 100 times, but if you're just going to say, well, they won, you know, I don't think you're really evaluating this fairly.
That's RJ on the Blogging the Boys YouTube postgame show. Of course, go to bloggingtheboys.com for all of your Dallas Cowboys needs. The Saints, meanwhile, have lost 5 straight games for the first time in the Sean Payton era. They fall to 5-7 on the year. That is tied for last place in the NFC South. They have lost every single game since Jameis Winston went down against the Bucs in Week 8. A couple of quick hits for you now. Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown and backup safety Mike Edward, along with free agent wide receiver John Franklin III, were all suspended 3 games by the league for submitting fake vaccination cards to the team earlier this year. All 3 have waived their right to appeal and accepted their punishment. The suspensions will keep them out until the team's December 26th game against the Carolina Panthers. All 3 players are now vaccinated and admitted wrongdoing to the league in the investigative process, a source told ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Brown claimed to have been vaccinated at a drive-through facility, but according to Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com, the league has not vetted the roughly 20% of players who claim to have been vaccinated outside of the team facility. In New York, Giants quarterback Daniel Jones told reporters he's preparing to play this weekend against the Dolphins despite a neck strain. The Giants are, however, having both Jones and backup Mike Glennon take reps with the first team this week. In Los Angeles, Rams receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was limited in Wednesday's practice with a hip pointer, but Sean McVay said he didn't expect the injury to affect Beckham's availability for Sunday. Well, bad news. In yesterday's practice, Beckham couldn't go. He was downgraded to a non-participant. Raiders wide receiver DeSean Jackson did not practice yesterday after being limited on Wednesday. Jackson himself, however, called the calf injury minor, saying it was just a spasm. And finally, good news for Indianapolis Colts fans. Linebacker Darius Leonard and left guard Quentin Nelson were both full participants in practice yesterday after sitting out earlier in the week. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, December 3rd. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please take 30 seconds, leave us a rating and a review as well. And remember, you can catch up on everything else that happens in Week 13 with our Sunday late night wrap-up show hosted by yours truly. We'll hit every game with info, injuries, radio calls, and post-game storylines you need to know. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Sunday.